Can you hear me?
Yeah, the internet connection is not so good here.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Press the Windows key and the letter R key both at the same time. Windows,
yes.
And the letter R. And after that, what you can see, please let me know.
Has come up with the recommended Windows something and then a 100439 mining working phrases.
What you need to do, sir, you need to press the Windows key with one finger, hold it down, and with the help of another finger, press the button R, both at the same time, Windows and the letter R key, both at the same time, okay?
Right.
And then let me know what you can see.
The command comes up.
And you can see the open and just beside that open, you can see a small white box where you can type something, right? This is type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resources, and Windows will open it for you, right?
Sorry, what was that? I'm
open
on the command side.
Okay, do you see anything like that? We say type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resources, and Windows will open it for you. Do you see that small white box on the very bottom left-hand corner?
Facebook is the page I was on when I got the notice. You want me to type that in?
No, you need to remove that, and I will let you know what you need to type. You need to type your www.
Yeah.
Then A as in Apple A.
What is it?
It is 3W, www.
Yeah.
A as in Apple A.
I.
Then N for November, N.
I can't understand that.
It's the name, isn't it? Yes, it will be www.A as in Apple A.
Hi.
Yes, then N for November, N.
All right, and then the name.
Will you please let me know what you typed here, sir? Will you please let me know?
www.na.
No, it's not N-A, sir. It's A as in Apple A, then N for November, N.
E-N, was it? E-N.
It's not E-N, sir. A, letter A. The first letter will be A. A as in Apple. A as in Apple. A.
I.
Yes.
Apple, is that the word?
Yes, A as in Apple.
A-C-L-E. Is that right?
Triple W, then dot, then A as in Apple. After A, it will be N. N for November. N.
No, there's something wrong here. I've got triple W dot. Apple,
I pay double P-L-E, is that wrong? It's wrong, sir. Just the letter A, sir. Just the letter word A.
Alright, triple W dot and the letter A.
Then letter N. N for November.
N.
Yes.
Right.
Then letter Y. Y for Yankee.
Alright, Benny. Yeah.
Then letter D. D for Delta D.
What was that last one?
Then D, they said the D. D has a delta.
No, T for Telstra, is that it?
No, it's D as in Derek. D as in delta. D as in door.
Yeah, I still can't get it. A and Y.
It's then D. D for delta.
Oh, D, right, this is Delta, A-N-Y-D.
Then E as in Edward, E.
E, A-N, A-N-Y-D-E.
Then S. S as in sugar.
Was that an S?
Yes, S as in sugar.
Sugar?
Yes, S, yes.
A-N-Y-D-E-S.
Then K, K as in kilo. K as in Kevin?
Yes, I got that, any desk.
.com.
.com.
Now just underneath that you see OK cancel browse. Do you see that?
What's that?
Do you see OK cancel browse? Do you see that?
No.
What do you see?
Should I press enter?
Yes.
Yes.
Press enter.
Yeah, okay. Well, it says www.anydesk.com. Is not recognized an internal or external command, operable program or batch file.
Okay. Can I do one thing, sir? Can you press the Windows and can you press the Windows and the letter R key one more time? Press the Windows and the letter R key.
Windows and R.
Yes, press that button. And don't do anything. Just tell me what you can see after that.
Just the run box comes up.
Where you can see the run box, just underneath that, you can see open, right? On the run box.
Just put a CMD.
Where you put CMD, delete that. Delete CMD.
Delete, right.
Remove CMD. On where you type CMD, on that place, you need to remove that CMD, then you need to type there www.anydesk.com. Then give a click on OK or hit the Enter button, okay?
Anydesk.com. And press OK, right?
Yes.
Right.
Now what you can see.
I've got a big page support now.
Just underneath that, you can see a red color button which says download now. Do you see that?
Yes, I can.
Click on download now. Now when you give a click on download now, have a look on the very bottom left hand corner. Do you see something is downloading right now? Do you see that?
There's a round green dot with a funny looking four circles inside
it. It says anydesk.exe, right?
What was that?
When you give a click on download now, have a look on the very top right hand corner. Do you see something is downloading which says anydesk.exe? Do you see that?
Not yet. Well, when I hit on download, a page opens, download page.
When you give a click on download now, what do you can see? Just tell me.
I can't see that.
Okay, what you can see on your computer right now? What you can see?
Well, on the big page that says download again.
Okay, no need to, yes. Tell me.
It just says download. Another box come up with download one. It says last month, driver update.
Okay, have a look, sir, on the very top right hand corner. Do you see three dots on the very top right hand corner? Do you see three dots?
Oh, those three, yeah, I on the other side.
Click on that three dots on the very top right hand. Now, when you give a click on that three dots, what you can see?
What I can see is another page opened up called download, and underneath is last month's driver's update one and driver update.
No, sir. I'm telling you, have a look on the very top, right-hand corner, where you can see the X sign, just underneath the DC, three small dots or three bar. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that one. Click on that. Then what you can see?
Same thing comes up. A drop on the three dots. This new tab, new window, new incognito.
Do you see downloads? Do you see downloads?
It's downloads, yeah.
Click on downloads.
Yes, it's over on a page of downloads.
Now, when you give us even downloads, do you see something which says anydesk.exe? Do you see that? Anydesk.exe.
No, it's just got downloads, search downloads. Another three dots there. Open downloads folder.
Where you can see search downloads, just underneath that, you don't see anything else like anydesk.exe?
No, where the bar is says search downloads, it's just a blank page. Or except this file to download appear here, but it's just four pictures.
Can you go back to the previous page? The anydesk page? And do you see download again? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on download again. Now tell me what you can see.
Download again. It brings up the downloads page with driver update and driver update one, driver update.
Do you see allow? Just tell me what you can see.
Well, window opens up the top to say that. It says download. When I hit on download, it shows last month, driver update, one driver update. There's two entries, that's all that's there, and any desk and application down the bottom.
Here you can see any desk and application. Do you see open or do you see anything else? Do you see open?
Which?
Where you can see any desk and application. Do you see that? You tell me that you can see any desk and application. Do you see that?
Any desk application, yes.
And just underneath that, do you see open or so in folder? Do you see that?
All folders, save and cancel.
Click on save.
Yeah.
Now what you can see, do you see?
A box comes up on the right hand top side, it says anydesk XP 3.8 megabytes and done.
Do you see open?
Open?
Yeah, do you see open?
Sorry.
Or you can do one thing with the help of your mouse. You can double click on that, double left click on any desk, that one, okay?
Yes.
Now what you can see, do you see any changes?
I've got a page, my address, 91643.
You can see the security number which says, and some numbers are there, right? Which is your address and some numbers. If you have a piece of paper with you, sir, I want you to go ahead and write down this number on the piece of paper, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're done that, please let me know, okay?
Which number do you want me to write? The one that I always
see. Yes, which one you can see your address and some numbers? That number,
yeah.
Okay? Write down that number.
9416252057.
It's 914. Can you read out the number? 914.
No, 941.
941. After that?
252.
252. 057. And where you can see the number, sir, just beside that number, do you see a small lock sign? Do you see that?
Small lock.
Click on that lock sign. Now, when you give a click on the when you give a click on the lock sign, it's, you can see that it's asking for the password, right? We say set password.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna wipe off the set password on it.
Yes, and you can see two passwords. Now, first of all, I want you to write down the password on a piece of paper, okay? The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space. So are you ready to write?
Yes.
It will be A as in apple, letter A.
A.
M as in Mary, letter M.
M, I, M.
Then Z as in zoo or Z as in zebra.
I, N, Z.
Then N for Nancy, letter N.
N for Nelly, yeah.
Then number three.
Number three.
Number two.
Number two.
Number one.
Number one.
Number zero.
Number zero.
Now, what you written down on the piece of paper, please let me know what you written down.
It's IMZN3210.
And do one thing, sir. Now, when you written down the password on the piece of paper, now I want you to go ahead and put on your computer. Do you see that where it says password and confirm password?
Yes, I did. Right.
Put there. Yeah, don't do any mistakes, sir, okay? Put the password.
Then, 3210. And confirm password.
Now, do you see apply?
It says password, don't match, so I have to do it again. I did something wrong.
Yes. Try to do it slowly, okay? Do not make any mistake. The password will be all in smaller cases without any space, okay?
Okay, and it says apply.
You're going to apply?
Yeah, before that it says permission profile under attendant access.
Now don't touch anywhere, sir. Just wait for a second. Let me check that.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't do anything, sir. Just wait for a second.
Right.
What we need to do, we need to go ahead and activate this security ID for you, okay?
Press apply and set the password?
Yes, click on apply. Click on apply.
Right. Okay, down on another page.
Now wait for a second, sir. Let me go ahead and check that. Let me go ahead and activate a security ID for you. Just give me a minute. For activating this security ID, it will take 10 seconds or anything like that. If you can see any changes, please let me know, sir. Okay, I'm holding the line for you. Now what we will do, sir, we will simply go ahead and show you what are the error and warning reports we are receiving from your computer and for what reason your computer has blocked. Now do you see Window Defender Firewall has blocked some feature for this app? This is allow access. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you click on that? So we can go ahead and block all this person who is trying to misuse your details. So give a click on allow access.
Okay. I clicked on that, yeah.
Now, what you can see? Do you see any changes, or you can see the same page?
I've still got the page with three blocks on interactive access permission.
Okay. Have a look, sir, on the very top right-hand corner. Do you see something which says new session? Do you see that?
No. Oh, wait a minute.
Click on the very top left-hand corner.
Oh, left-hand corner, sorry.
Not a problem. This is a new session, okay?
I've got new session settings and security.
Click on new session, okay? Click on new session.
New session.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now when you click on new session, you will get to see a new page here on the screen which says your address, and for installing the security and blocking all those persons, you can see a orange color box which says install AnyDesk. Do you see that? Install AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Click on that, install AnyDesk. Now what you can see, please let me know.
Installation.
Okay, have a look, sir, on the very bottom, you can see a red color box that says accept and install. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Click on that. Now, when you give up click on accept and install, you can see one more changes. You will get to see yes or no. If you can see yes, click on yes. If you can see that, okay? Do you see yes?
Yes. You want to allow this up to make changes, tremble, but yes.
Did you click on yes?
Windows Security, would you like to install this device software?
DC, don't install. Do you see that? Click on don't install, if you can see that. Click on
don't install.
Yes, click on don't install.
Okay, and then another window comes up. Welcome to AnyDesk version 7.1. Log in to your brand new AnyDesk user account.
Do you see a X sign? Do you see a X sign on the very top right hand corner? Do you see the X sign? Do you see that? A X sign on the very top right-hand corner.
The X.
Yeah, X sign. The red X sign. Click on that.
Okay, it takes you back to the picture. This is all platforms, all devices download again.
Now, have a look, sir, on the very top. You need to close this page, sir. Close this page. Close this tab. If you can see that. Close this tab.
Just the X.
Okay, wait for a second, sir. For the security reason, maybe you'll get to see your computer is gone black. If you can see that, please let me know, sir. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's black now.
It's black right now, right?
Yep.
Now, again, you'll get to see your computer screen is going to change, and you can see your computer screen is back, right?
It's going back to the Windows Defender Security Center page. This PC has been blocked for security reasons.
And do you see threat detected, Trojan spyware? Do you see that?
Sorry, what was that one?
Do you see something which says, virus, some viruses was detected? Do you see that? Trojan virus?
No.
Just where you can see the number, just above that, you will get to see that. Allow or don't allow, do you see that? It says Windows Defender Security Center, apps, ads, finance, track. Do you see threat detected, chosen spyware?
Yes.
And just underneath, you can see that your computer is detected some chosen virus, which is not good for your computer, which is not good for whatever the activities you do with the help of this computer right now, okay? So do you see an X sign on that box? Do you see that X sign? Click on that X sign.
Yes.
Click on that X sign. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, when you click on the X sign, what are the details? What you can see? Just tell me.
The sign went out, and then now I've got a blue page that your computer has been, the following data has been compromised, email credentials, banking passwords, and so on.
So will you please let me know, as you can see there was four things as given. First one was the email, second was for the banking, and the third was the Facebook. And the fourth one was the pictures and documents. So do you do all these four activities with the help of the computer or the internet? Do you do that?
The Windows Defender Security Center just came back.
Wait. I'm just asking you, sir, first, will you please let me know that? Like, what are the activities you do with the help of the computer? Do you do these four things, like email, banking, Facebook, pictures and these things? Do you do that?
Sorry, what do you want me to do? You want me to open?
I don't want you to open anything. I'm just asking for your security so you can go ahead and upgrade the security for your computer so in future you're not going to get infected by those viruses. I'm just asking you, do you do email? Hello? So internet acha nahi hai.